Welcome to Jeep in Motion, the feature dedicated to highlighting developments under the ongoing Jamaica Emergency Employment Program. The Hanover Parish Council is carrying out a rehabilitation project on the roadway leading to Mayfield Falls in Westmoreland. Mayfield Falls is an ecotourism attraction centrally located in the parish. The project seeks to improve the road conditions so that both persons living in and around the area can move around in comfort.
The condition of the road was poor, but basically the surface and the subgrade was deteriorating. So we have to work on it, clear the bankings, and then we clarify mall, and then we're going to apply the surface on the road now. But there's also some drain work, right, culverts and some curb and channels that we have to construct.
Acting Deputy Superintendent of the Road and Works Department at the Hanover Parish Council, Xavier Monroe. The project involves bushing and clearing of debris from the roadway leading to Mayfield Falls.
The large six of overgrown trees that were hanging over the road bank. So we cut those down to expose the road surface. We move the residue from the roadway. We're engaging in getting people now to do the curb and channel so that we can have that done. And then put new services on sections of the most badly deteriorated areas.
Mr. Monroe says members of the community were given first priority for employment through the project. So far, over 50 persons have gotten jobs.
What we have done, we have utilized the community, members of the community to work on the project. We haven't carried any outside contractors, except for certain specific works like the road services. They're not an available contract which suit the qualifications required to do the work, then we have to go outside. But in terms of labor intensive foot work, members of the community were given the first priority.
The project started in November and will be completed later this year. Mr. Monroe tells us what persons can expect on completion of the rehabilitation works.
They can expect better road conditions compared to what they had before, and we're improving the sections of the drainage infrastructure. We have communities like Woodville coming through that would benefit from it. And it would, in general, it would make it a better experience for people of the community and visitors in our island. So visit Mayfield Falls facility and experience not just the facility, but the benefits here. It would be a nice experience.
Acting Deputy Superintendent of Road and Works Department at the Hanover Parish Council, Xavier Monroe. Jeep is one of the government's strategies geared at countering chronic unemployment among some Jamaicans, particularly those in lower socioeconomic groups. Jeep also provides employment for persons with special needs, as well as those with low skill levels. The Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, Jeep, is now in its third phase, and already over 40,000 Jamaicans have received employment under the initiative. That's it for today's edition of Jeep in Motion. Join us again next time as we continue to look at developments under the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, Jeep.
A few time now.
Is man run things?
Chuck, the two on wrong are gender equality time now.
Gender equality time?
Yeah, time for equal opportunities whether you are man or woman.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah, gender equality.
Gender equality. Know it.
Believe it.
Live it.
Jane, it's how you start coming to work so early from the other day. You're working for a promotion.
No, my dear child, nothing like that. I realize that when I come work late, I don't get much work done. But when I come in early, I finish my task and even have time to plan for the next day. And because of that, my entire department has become more productive.
Well, I'm going to follow your lead and ensure that my department is more productive too.
Punctuality plays a key role in improving productivity. Be on time and use your time well. Productivity, pathway to prosperity. A message from the Jamaica Productivity Center.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.